Turkey received the first shipment of Russia's S-400 missile defense system Friday. The country's Ministry of Defense says the missile defense system was delivered to a base just outside of the capital, Ankara. The arms deal with Russia, the first by a NATO member, has raised concerns that Turkey is drawing closer to Moscow's sphere of influence. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Instead, he is ordering all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
The president's action comes after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's first effort to add the question, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. Opposition Democrats and immigrant groups consistently attack Trump's effort to add the question. President Trump's son-in-law and senior White House advisor Jared Kushner is one of a dozen current and former Trump administration and campaign officials named as the U.S. House Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized subpoenas as part of its investigation into Russian meddling. For all the news around the clock, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is warning an immigration crackdown is expected to start this weekend. Some of the Democratic presidential candidates are calling for better treatment of migrants. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Administration officials say agents will be targeting people who have final orders of removal, including families whose cases have been fast-tracked by judges. While the American Civil Liberties Union tries to protect these families in court, Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro is speaking out against the demonization of people who are here seeking asylum.
They're no different from people that came from Germany or Poland or Italy.
Presidential contender Elizabeth Warren says the raids and the census question are part of a political ploy.
This is just about trying to stir up some more hate.
The audio is from a candidate forum in Milwaukee, courtesy of Univision. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Forecasters continue to issue hurricane warnings for parts of Louisiana's coast as Tropical Storm Barry churns ominously in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says Tropical Storm Barry is forecast to bring more than a foot and a half of rain to parts of Louisiana as it moves slowly inland.
In terms of wind timing, as the system approaches the coast, we're looking at hurricane conditions within the warning area later tonight or early Saturday morning. And we're already starting to see tropical storm force winds popping up on the extreme southeast portion of Louisiana, particularly around the Mississippi mouth.
Rain within the region is considered a danger because the lower Mississippi River has been above flood stage for 6 weeks. Britain says Iranian military vessels tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement said three Iranian vessels were involved in the incident and that they backed off when they received a verbal warning from a British warship. At the State Department, spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas says the United States stands with Britain in opposing Iranian attempts to interrupt shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps denied Britain's accusation. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned Britain would face unspecified consequences for its seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar. The ship is believed to have been transporting oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions. For all the news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America.